News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Now, the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission has warned schools that expensive uniform policies could be putting unnecessary financial pressure on families and limiting parents' choice. Gráinne Griffin is with us. She is Director of Communications and Consumer Information and Financial Education at the CCPC. Gráinne, what is it that schools are doing and what is it you would want them to do?
So too many schools out there are saying to parents, you can only buy the school uniform from this particular supplier. And that gives that shop complete control over the price. And nobody can come in and compete and try and undercut that in any way. And what that means is that schools are, our parents are paying simply too much for their school uniform. And then at the same time, we're seeing schools asking for lots of different, like, specialist or branded items. And all of those things just cost more. And they end up like just contributing to this bill for parents. So what we want schools to do is to bring in way, way more generic items like plain polo shirts, plain shirts, all that kind of thing, so that parents, you know, can buy those from the high street or they can shop around, you know, get much cheaper options. And, you know, that where there are crests used, for example, maybe on a school jumper or something like that, that you also just provide the option to just buy the crest, you know, and just sew it on or like iron it on to a generic jumper.
And does that not, when you add the cost of the crest and the cost of the generic jumper, do you not get close to the net cost that it would be anyway?
Oh, no. I mean, it is shocking how much cheaper generic items are than branded items if you look around. I mean, when you look at the bespoke items, you could be paying, for example, in a school pinafore, you could be paying 55, 60 euros for a girl's school pinafore. You know, whereas you can go into a lot of the high street stores or even supermarkets this week and you could probably put together a full uniform pack for well under 50 euros. Do you know, like we heard from one parent who was saying to us that, look, just the basic branded polo shirt that our kids have to wear for PE, it's 15 euros.
Oh, I think our line is just broken there a bit.
Two kids, two polo shirts. You know, she's just paying 60 euros for something that she could have bought for less than 20 on the high street.
Anya Lynch is with us as well. She's CEO of the National Parents Council. Anya, is the CCPC pushing on an open door with you with this?
Absolutely. I mean, I suppose we've been talking for many years on this. There have been some improvements in recent years in terms of the Department of Education putting out directives to schools to look at this particular issue. And some schools have done really good work on this, which shows that all schools could do it. So we're at a bit of a loss, really, why there's some schools that still insist on doing this. And it's just increasing pressure at a time where there's already pressures on families with the rising costs. And uniform forms is one part of it, but we've also got the annual contributions. I really don't like calling them voluntary contributions because lots of families feel that they're under a lot of pressure to pay those in some circumstances. And then we've now kind of got creeping in as well, devices and laptops and things like that. So when you add all of these things up, we really would call on schools to look compassionately on how they can cut these costs for families.
Could the schools make any argument to say that if they control the supply through a local supplier, they guarantee quality to a degree and they guarantee consistency? And if you don't do that, you might lose both.
Well, that's not what parents tell us. Quite often they tell us that the quality of some of these goods aren't good at all and that they have to repeatedly replace them. So I think really when it boils down to it, you have to give parents choice of where they can buy these goods. I mean, obviously children wearing uniforms in schools is still part of a huge part of the Irish system. I mean, other countries wouldn't have uniforms at all. So, but it's still part of the Irish system. And parents on the whole kind of tell us that they like that, but they want to have choice of where they can buy it. And it's not just choice as you know, being able to choose between one and another. It's a choice in terms of how much they can afford. I mean, we know what the cost of living crisis is like today. And then when they get these items that as Gráinne has just outlined, cost so much. But quality isn't assured in that. So we need to follow the guidelines that the department have given out. There needs to be good consultation with parents in schools and parents' associations and better options given.
A text say, hi Anton, my son is due to start in a Desh secondary school in September. The branded tracksuit that I'm required to buy is €90. I almost fell off the chair when I was given the information pack. So Gráinne, to go back to you, the CCPC has made these recommendations. Have you any idea as to why the schools that haven't already made this move have decided not to?
So we did look into that when we went out last year, and what the school said to us is, look, it's not necessarily conscious thought going into it the year on year. It's just long-standing arrangements that are put in place. And I suppose the good thing about that is that there's no real reason not to change. And like, even one line in a uniform policy as this summer, like saying that generic alternatives are acceptable for something like a PE uniform, for example, that could save parents so much money. So like, this is a very quick change. This is a very simple change. And we would really be calling on boards of managements around the country to really to take action immediately to try and reduce costs this summer before children go back in September.
Gráinne, thank you. Gráinne Griffin, Director of Communications, Consumer Information and Financial Education at the CCPC. And thank you also to Áine Lynch, CEO of the National Parents Council.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.